I immediately acted upon this plan. The wolves, having regained their feet, sprang directly towards me. The race was renewed for 20 yards up the stream. They were already close at my back when I glided round and dashed directly past them. A fierce yell greeted my evolution, and the wolves, slipping on their haunches, sailed onward, presenting a perfect picture of helplessness and baffled rage. Thus I gained nearly 100 yards at each turning. This was repeated 2 or 3 times, the animals becoming more excited and baffled every moment. At one time, by delaying my turning too long, my sanguinary antagonists came so near that they threw their white foam over my dress as they sprang to seize me, and their teeth clashed together like the spring of a fox-trap. Had my skates failed for one instant, had I tripped on a stick, or had my foot been caught in a fissure of the ice, the story I am now telling would never have been told. I thought over all the chances. I knew where they would first seize me if I fell. I thought for how long it would be before I died, and then of the search for my body, that would have already had its tomb, for oh, how fast man's mind traces out all the dread colours of death's picture. Only those who have been near the grim original can tell.